phones connect.
We come together just to make it feel funky.
Dad, you have the coolest job.
Well, sometimes I think I should be hanging out with a better class than animals.
Oh, come on. Hey, have some class, will you? We got to make a company down here.
You know, Dad, genetically speaking, monkeys are our first cousins.
You mean Uncle Bob's kids? Yeah, I suppose I'd agree with that.
No, I'm serious. Actually, some scientists say that monkey diets are much more evolved than our own.
Oh, this is all about diets again, huh?
I'm just saying it wouldn't hurt eating more fruits and vegetables. Like monkeys do.
Honey, the reason that monkeys eat so many fruits and vegetables is because they're not smart enough to butcher a cow. Your mother, God bless her soul, didn't believe the old-fashioned ideas about nursing, breastfeeding, and all that. You were fed cheeseburgers as a baby. And look at you. You're as big as a house. You're as strong as a bull. You smell like a cow. Your cholesterol's probably a little high, but, you know, they have medicine for that now. You get an angioplasty, you get it all cleared out. You're doing great, honey. All right. I'll start working out tomorrow. I'll start taking better care of myself, okay?
So, does that mean you're going to school hike with me?
First things first. Eat your lunch. Talk about it later. Hey, give me that, pal. Do the act friendly. Come on.
Dad, what shot is he doing?
Hey, that's my egg. Give me that.
Get the egg, Dad.
Okay, now I gotta choke you. Now who's evolved? What's the matter, buddy? All that salad slow you down, huh?
Dad, that's filthy.
Honey, 10-second rule. If the ground, you pick it up within 10 seconds, you can eat it.
Ugh.
Oh.
Gamma, gamma, over.
Any mail?
That's affirmative.
We need that mayonnaise, over. End time breakdown in 10. Be careful out there.
You know, when I was a rookie cell, this place was clean enough to eat on. Look at it now. Gee, what a disgrace. See anything, kid?
I do. Nice jeans. You got the chromosomes in all the right places.
Jones!
What? Ain't nothing a toothbrush can't handle.
I wish you'd take this job a bit more seriously.
Yo, you see this bag? You see this gun? You see this gooey white sack that's membranous around my personhood?
Here we go again.
Well, you're dealing with a white blood cell here. I should be out in the veins fighting disease, riding a mouth on carter control.
You're lucky you ain't in a scab. Uh-oh, looks like we got some germs on that egg.
Baby, it's Isaac time.
It's probably gingivitis. Don't get carried away.
Oh, whoever is in the city of Frank, put your hands up and surrender for digestion. Saliva 1 requesting ground support. Over.
Hi, Customer 4. We're in the vicinity. We're on it.
This is a private organism. There is no use running.
You up Spit Creek without a paddle.
Don't keep me mad, because I will turn into a germicidal maniac.
Hold. Saliva patrol.
Son of a blackulus! They strike the patrol car!
Uh-oh. You done kill it now.
Holy Frank! He's about to yawn! I told City Hall we need more sleep! Hold tight!
I'm so Joseph Jones to dispatch. We got multiple germs. I repeat, multiple germs coming down the windpipe. And if these bad boys hit the bloodstream, we're gonna be chilling. I'm talking nose dripping, chicken soup, freaking rectal, the moment of sick and ill end.
Request permission to
listen to this.
Got plans for the weekend, kid?
Oh, yeah. Me and my girlfriend are going down to the kidneys to see the stones.
Good for you. They could pass any day now.
All units, sound to the stomach. Be on the lookout for illegal organisms.
Jones, you want to keep your job?
Here you are. Wait for backup.
But I can get them.
I said stay put. Over.
You heard the chief. We're out of our jurisdiction. It's immunity's problem now. We better get back up to the mouth.
What the? Hey, Jones! Chief, you're gonna thank me for this later.
Don't even think about it, pal. Aren't you in enough trouble already? Jones!
Guys, this is my bus. That's on first. You want osmosis? You got osmosis. Sorry, baby, but it's time you take your medicine. Dang, always pulls to the right.
Me, honey. We may have to move.
But, Dad, there's only 4 steps.
All right. If you love it here, I'll build a ramp.
I can't believe it's been 3 hours since lunch and we're still cleaning up this act. Man, would you look at all that junk? Seriously, what is this guy doing? Roll his food around on the ground before he eats it? We need to send a letter to the mayor about washing our hands before we eat.
Like he's gonna listen to us.
Hey, Cell's vote, man. Cell's vote.
Artie? What's going on over there? Artie?
I don't like to go to the
turn up the heat in here.
I'd like to announce we're beginning construction on a third chin.
Mr. Mayor, we're having shock-in.
Any comments on today's plan?
What do you have to say to all the hair cells recently laid off from the scout?
There'll be plenty of new jobs for everyone on the back.
What do you think of the...
What do you think of Frank Stokes' request for better nutrition?
85% of red blood cell children don't even know how to carry oxygen.
People, you worry too much. The body is in perfect shape. No more questions, thank you. Do they know how hard I work? No, nobody cares.
Mr. Mayor,
Now, Leah, I have a body to run.
I've got Tom Kalanick's new campaign ad.
Oh, let's go. Put it on.
The following is a paid political announcement.
The bowels. It didn't always smell this way. No, there was a time when eating right and exercise kept this whole area a vital center of activity. But during Mayor Fleming's term, we've seen rot and stagnation paralyze this neighborhood, as well as the colon and the sphincter. Well, I think it's time we get things moving again. I'm Tom Kalanick. As mayor, I would set long-term goals that include ordering salads and eating bran. Mayor Fleming may think that things are fine just the way they are. But I think that if we pull together and put in a little hard work, a new Frank could be right around the corner.
Mr. Kalanick, what's that smell?
Why, that's the smell of change, Billy. That's the smell of change.
Paid for by Kalanick for mayor.
Can you believe those lies?
Sir, he's got a point. You know, when I came to work for you, you promised you would concentrate more on health issues.
Leah, I want Frank to be healthy, but think of the sacrifices, the hard work, the lack of potato chips. That's not what the voters want.
Then why are you behind in the polls?
Don't you worry about the polls. I have a plan that's going to flush Kalanick down the toilet.
Honey!
You okay? Where does it hurt?
Leg.
Here?
Leg.
Here?
Leg.
Oh. Here.
I just needed some sodium. I think that's what made me cramp up.
Up. Chicken going down rough.
Now what?
Sir, turn on the optical feed. Oh, let me take a look at that, Dad. Open wide. Could you swallow first, please?
Ow!
Definitely red.
Are you ordering out?
No. I'm making you an appointment to see the doctor.
Sick? We're not getting sick. We have far too much planned.
Sir, you can't go into override without a vote from city council.
Yes, we do.
Voice manual control on.
Hey, that's only for emergency.
Leah, this is an emergency. On second thought.
On second thought.
Perhaps I'll take a cold pill.
Dr. Watkins,
sir?
Thank you, Leah. I'll get me the chief on the phone. There's a good girl.
Tricks and all.
This one with 6 micrograms of stolen adrenaline.
It's not mine. I swear, I was holding it for my cousin.
Oh, yeah, I never heard that one before. Take him to Lockdown. Thanks.
Hey, it's the Germinator.
Okay, guys, you got me there. Let's save a little for the criminals, all right?
John, when was the last time you caught anything?
Hey, you should have seen this thing. This ain't no ordinary household germ. This thing's bigger than all of us. This ain't even from Frank's body. This is like an Al Roker germ, a Heavy D germ.
Talking about this?
Yeah, you know, he's slouching right now.
Jones! In my office!
Cheepy Weepy, what's up?
No Cheepy Weepy, me. Have you seen the headline? The papers are calling it the most powerful cramp since Shane made us try that Taibo workout.
Hold on a second.
I told you to stay put. I told you to wait for backup. But once again, you had to do it your own way.
Man, I was right there. I could have done
right.
it.
Right. 78 trillion cells in the body all working together. You're the only one who thinks you can do it alone. You ever think that might be your problem, Jones? What?
Oh, hello, Mr. Mayor. The missus? Oh, she's great. Yes. You're kidding, sir.
I'll put a man right on it, sir. Yes, sir. Stupid political decisions. Now, where was I?
You were just starting to say how you were giving me a promotion to head of brain security, I believe. Yep.
You know what, Jones? You're right. Maybe it is time I give you a kiss.
Talking about what now?
We have a situation in the throat, and I'm putting you on.
Thank you, Chief. Thank you, Chief. You won't regret this. You're a good man. You're a fine man. You're an upstanding
yeah,
man.
Whatever you say.
You know, it was on the fence for a while. People like, good man, bad man. Good man, bad man. Now it's official. You are a good man.
You done? Now our pill is getting swallowed as we speak. So I suggest you get your nucleus down to the stomach pronto.
Pill? What pill?
You didn't think I was going to trust you to take care of a sore throat by yourself, did you? Now get out of here.
All right, we're going to thank you beyond
butt hair control for the next 3 years. Here we go again. Drink, stink, pink, pill. What's ingestion, digestion, gastric no parking.
Last call, peanut now boarding. Contrast and litter with direct service to the colon. Now
morning.
Attention. All fat cells proceed directly to the love handle. Thank you.
Oh, yes, Mr.
Welcome.
No, sir, it hasn't arrived yet.
This is our
what the?
Oh, yes,
look out now.
I'll check back later. All right, goodbye.
Well, well, well. What do we have here? Somebody been working out. Leah, you looking fine. Mighty fine.
Oh, Jones. Did they have to assign you to this?
It wasn't my idea, but now I'm starting to like it. Baby, when are you and me gonna hook up? I know this little spot right behind the eye has the perfect view. Perfect for a little rendezvous between me and you. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? Because I've been saying it a long time.
Jones, what in the world makes you think I would ever go out with you?
What you talking about? I'm a legend, girl. The chicks line up to the vibe with me.
Oh, really? Because to me, you look like the kind of cell who mostly divides with himself.
Woo, who cut off the heat? Somebody pay the bill. It's cold in here.
Now arriving with some bill of cold.
This is huge.
Don't be all impressed, because 99% of that's just sugar, you know.
Yeah, and 99% of you is just stupid.
Ooh, like I haven't heard that one before. What is that cherry stank?
Special agent Rixo Benzo Metafedramine.
Trixinol, the brand that eases your coughs and sneezes. Warning, do not exceed recommended dosage. If symptoms persist, consult a physician. It may cause drowsiness. Do not attempt to operate heavy machinery. Pregnant women should not handle broken tablets.
Wow, I'm feeling better already.
You can call me Drix.
Welcome to the city of Frank.
Huh? I'd like to examine your irritated areas.
Woo, never on the first date. Drips.
Drix.
That's what I said.
No, I think you said drips with a P.
Whatever.
Jones, this ain't working out. I'm going to call the chief and ask him to assign someone else.
Wait. Hold up now. I need this job, Leah. Come on, just give me a shot.
All right. But no screw-ups. You dig?
Baby, I promise everything's going to be fine. Not as fine as you were fine. Man, what you been eating?
That's my effervescent propulsion.
All right, but we're driving with the windows open. I don't want none of those booty bubbles stinking up my ride. You got that? Hey, yo, aw, man, look what you're doing to my baby. Hey, don't touch my radio. Where you from, tough stuff?
I was developed at the University of Chicago, where I graduated Phi Beta Capsule.
Great. Got me a college boy.
I received my FDA certification in cold and flu studies, as well as a master's in multi-symptom relief. Where did you study?
Study? When you grow up on the wrong side of the digestive tract, you don't got no money for no fancy school.
Oh.
I'm not kidding, man. My high school was crack system.
Oh.
No, it was in the crack. Right in the stinking fucking city. I won't deny you, I'm a sailor. We're so poor, we live on peanut butter and cellulite sandwiches. You ever try to blow dry your hair with a fart?
Okay, I get it. You were poor.
You bet I was. You ever try to make a snowman out of toilet paper Klingon?
Oh.
Now that's poor.
Okay, please, you're going to make me vomit.
Vomit? We couldn't afford no vomit. That's for rich folks.
Excuse me while I wipe my eyes.
Oh, you gonna talk about wiping?
No!
Okay, you're all new, so follow my lead, right? Now, yeah! Wait up! Didn't they teach you no manners in that Ivy League petri dish?
Murphy, it's flaring up again. Give me a status on the pain relief.
We have a point of heart in the upper respiratory system.
Inflammation and glandular swelling. We meet again.
Dug it in the fire. My boy is hot.
Osmosis Jones, like I don't have enough problems. You can start redirecting traffic over there.
What you talking about? Hey, I'm in charge of this sore throat, baby.
You're kidding me.
No, straight up. Now, what we got?
It's just a routine sore throat. Looks like a saliva boat went haywire and crashed.
Saliva boat?
Talk to me.
That's pretty unusual.
Knock down that hot spot. Get that ladder team over here.
Step away. Tamper-proof seal is there for your protection.
Excuse me, what do you think you do?
I'm soothing irritation.
You just soothed my witness into a germ sickle.
Oh, gosh. Well, don't worry. He'll be back to normal in a few days.
A few days is too late. He might have some important information about what went down here.
Officer, nothing went down here. This is just a common sore throat.
This is a crime scene.
Yo, you want to do something useful? Go plug some turtle wax into that thing and wash my car!
Now that's inflammation relief.
Later, Doug.
Be cool, Oz.
Hey, fellas. How's it feel working with the two dumbest animals in the zoo?
Not too bad. It's all right.
I'm talking to the camels.
We're dumb and they're talking to the camels.
Excellent.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. I am so psyched for this long weekend.
Getting out of town?
Out of town? I'm not getting out of my bathrobe. I'm just going to wheel a keg into the living room and plop myself down on the sofa in front of the TV. Now spend a little quality time with the wife and kids. What's that smell?
That's Bruno. His tummy's still upset.
No, I'm talking about the nasty, skanky, sweaty smell.
Oh, that's my daughter, Shane. She won't buy me deodorant anymore. She says it causes cancer.
Did the foot fungus pay up yet?
Nah, that guy's getting flaky on us.
Well, you ain't gonna collect nothing from him up here in the pit. Now get down there. Send him a message.
So, this is where the scum of Frank comes to fester.
Hey, you lost, pal. This is a private sweat gland. Now beat it!
I'm looking for volunteers, yo. Some nasty germs who want in on a big score.
Yo, Red, we run the rackets around here. Take your little hustle someplace else.
Well, baby, this ain't about no hustle. This is about the baddest illness any of y'all have ever seen.
Look who thinks he's the Ebola virus.
Ebola? Let me tell you something about Ebola, baby.
Ebola is a case of dandruff compared to me.
All right, pal. You're out of here. Rosa, take this punk up to the face and bury him in a blackhead. When we're done with you, it'll take a Swedish facialist and 6 steaming washcloths to get you out.
Sounds like a gas, baby. Bring it on.
Rosa, what are you, a sissy Mary? What you doing? You ain't so tough. That was nothing. Oh!
So, what kind of sickness do you have in mind? Boss?
Deadly.
Hey, Dad. Hey, Uncle Bob.
Hello, beautiful.
Hey.
So, Dad, I stopped by the camping store, and I got some nuts and berries and stuff for the father-daughter hike.
Right, Shane. Now, on this hike, is that teacher of yours going to be there?
Yeah, my whole class is. Why?
Well, I don't know. I was just thinking I might take a rain check.
Dad, Mrs. Boyd isn't still mad at you.
No, it's... No, I didn't think so. We could find something better to do. You know, yesterday, without thinking, I did all my hiking for the week. I hiked to the liquor store. I hiked to the cigarette warehouse.
But Dad, you said...
I said I was going to think about it. It's a holiday weekend. The important thing is that we're together, right?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I have something very special up my sleeve.
Sweetheart, have you ever seen a rattlesnake swallow a football?
I don't think she has.
Oh, it's fun. Come on. Oh. Come on. I'll show you.
Thank you, Uncle Bob. Oh, that... You're gonna love it.
What are we wasting time here for? Do I have to remind you that I am on a strict 12-hour time-release program? First the throat, then the nose, then the aches and pains.
Yeah, I got it. Real important stuff. Just wait in the car. I got police work to do. Could you give me one glazed and one with a jelly-filled nucleus?
Uh-huh.
Brain Memory Library, can I help you?
You got any information on something called El Mori Rojo?
Stand by, I'll check, but we're really all about sports statistics here. Ah! Sir?
Mm. Yeah, I'm here. What you got?
La Muerte Roja, that's Spanish. It means the Red Death.
The Red Death? What's that, some kind of taco sauce?
You have a nice day.
Hello? Ah! Oh! Yo! Yo, Dritz! Oh? Huh? Did you ever hear of the Red Death?
Hi, boys. We got dusk at 9 o'clock.
Eat hot nose juice. Dust.
Well, we're here. You happy?
You hear that? Quick, Jones, the dam's under attack.
Hey, chill, Bill. Get some snot guns, booger coat, and some dust.
Oh.
Now, get to work.
This is your big plan? A sore throat? A stuffy nose? People are just gonna think...
A common cold. Until I make my move, that's precisely what I want them to think.
Yo, check it out! We got cops here! Hey, look! Yo, be careful! That's a pollen pod, man! Frank is totally allergic to this stuff.
I didn't know Frank had allergies.
Of course you didn't. No, Mrs. Pill knows nothing about what goes on in here.
Jones?
In the words of the immortal James Brown, get down!
James who?
Hey, Frank.
Danny.
You! Get wet! You could have savaged the dam!
Relax. This baby was built to last. Solid cartilage.
Oh, you're an engineer now. Excuse me, I need to test the mucus viscosity.
Frank!
Bring your lumen show over.
It's all shoveled out and the hippo's asleep. I'm going to take Shane to Doggy's.
Oh, yeah?
Did you come up with something to do with Shane?
Yeah. I did great.
I guarantee you, there ain't nothing wrong with this thing.
So, you want me to take care of him?
No. Hit all the pressure valves. They're about to blow the seam.
Oh, what in the name of sweet bleeding Frank?
Stop! Membrane is cracking, you!
Whoa! Chris, I think you missed the spot.
Come on, fellas. Go, go, go.
Yeah, yeah. Go. Stop. Immunity.
Stop.
Frank. Wait a minute.
I'm standing right here. Can you use a tissue?
I don't have one.
Well, use your imagination.
What's that over there?
Better?
Much better.
I gotta go get her.
All right. She'll be excited. She'll probably call you.
Good.
If it wasn't for you, none of this would have ever happened. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a nose to dry.
Network News, NNN.
Good evening. In an act of selfless bravery, a cold tablet stopped a runny nose today. The heroic tablet is due to be honored later this afternoon. Trudy?
Well, in lighter news, there was pandemonium in the stomach today as some new animal crackers arrived.
They are adorable, aren't they? And now, we go live to Cerebellum Hall for a special address from Mayor Fleming.
Okay, Mayor, in 5, 4, 3.
Good evening, citizens of Frank. In the past few weeks of the campaign, my opponent has thrown around a lot of fancy words to try to confuse the issues. Words like exercise, low fat, and diet.
Words designed to scare us into changing what has worked for so many years.
Well, I say, let's stay the course.
Remember, our friend is a friend.
What? That's not what I wrote.
I propose something that every organism in the city will enjoy.
I give you a dream vacation to the annual Chicken Wing Festival in Buffalo, New York.
Final plans have been made, and nothing is going to stand in our way.
And we're out. Sir, that wasn't the speech we agreed on.
Yes,
I thought
yes,
you were
yes.
going to talk
Where's
about...
Where's the little twerp in the wheelchair? Oh, hello, Johnny. How are you? Congratulations, boys. Excellent work in the nose today. Come on over here, let's get some pictures.
A couple of shots of the big guy.
I want the caption on this one to read, Mayor and Pill Stop Cold.
Mr. Mayor, excuse me, sir, but we have a problem.
What are you talking about, John?
I think whatever it was in the sentences is a lot more than a common cold.
Sir, don't listen to Jones. His diagnostic skills are remedial at best.
You're the little cherry aspirin who iced a key witness to a viral attack. Yeah, the kind of accident only a time-release dipstick like yourself would have.
I am so sick of you. That's it. I can't work with you.
You can't work with me? I can't work with you.
Officers, please. Please. Jones, what is this virus that you're talking about?
The virus that torched the throat. The virus that caused those hats to surfing.
Those snot crests were caused by the sneeze, and the sneeze was caused by you.
Oh, yeah? Then how come I saw that viral-looking mother fleeing the scene of the crime? Tell me.
Sir, maybe we should put the city on full alert. You know, liquids, bed rest, you know, just to be safe.
We will do no such thing. I'm not going to postpone our trip just because the white blood cell with the worst record in Frank thought he saw something. Listen, from now on, keep those opinions in that mushy little head of yours, or you're going to find yourself in our next nosebleed. Understood? Son, I apologize for all this. Now, why don't we find you another, more capable officer to work with?
Sir, if it's all the same to you, I think I'll stay with Jones.
Wow.
Suit yourself.
You know, you didn't have to do that. The last thing I need is your sympathy.
This is not about sympathy. I was sent into this body to make it feel better, so if this alleged virus has anything to do with that mission, I must pursue it.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, Jones, what did the mayor mean when he said you had a record? You did something terrible, didn't you?
Drips. Sometimes being too careful is all it takes.
What do you mean?
A couple of years ago, I was cruising the digestive tract, just minding my own business. Outside, it was Shane School Science Fair, and everyone was real excited because the winner was going to get their picture on the front page of the local paper.
Think anyone's going to like my volcano?
Are you kidding? All these other parents are going home sad because their kids' projects are cardboard and glitter paint and science. Shane, yours is art.
Wow, what a great teepee.
Teepee? Mrs. Delirious? Come on. Honey, I'm going to go check out the competition. Why don't you see if you can learn these people something about volcanoes? Hey, partner. What you got there?
These are polluted oysters. Well, they were polluted. I replanted them 6 months ago. You know, that's how long the state says you got to do it for. And every time the tide came in, it flushed all the bad stuff out.
Can you eat them?
Well, my hypotenuse is correct. Sure. Yeah, definitely.
You got yourself a sale.
All right, you ain't going to check your math on that one.
I was working the kidneys when I heard about a 631 in progress. That's incoming shellfish. So I headed down to the stomach just to be safe.
Unscheduled shellfish now arriving at gate 6.
And you must be Shane's dad.
Guilty as charged.
Oh.
Frank Vittori.
Frank, it's a pleasure to meet you. I am Mrs. Boyd. I am Shane's science and PE teacher. And I just have to tell you, your daughter, Shane, I am just absolutely crazy about her. She is a doll.
Well, if you mean that, I'm going to keep her.
Oh, my God. That was so funny. Oh, my God, I've got the giggles. Oh. She's a sweetie pie, though. Did she tell you that when she grows up, she wants to move to the city and help people?
No kidding. You mean like a concierge or something?
No. Not, like poor people.
Oh, yeah. She told me that.
Yeah. You know, I really just have to say, Frank, it's just so wonderful to see Shane participating in the science fair. You know, because since her mother passed away, she's had a really hard time sort of being part of the group activities. So.
Yeah. She's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And then I saw him. He rolled in on the clammiest looking oyster I'd ever seen.
Mr. Dottori? Mr. Dottori?
Oh.
Are you okay?
Oh, the oyster.
The oyster? Oh, yeah, that's Zach's project. He's a little slow. The doctor says that he has a brain the size of a tangerine. Yeah. So we sort of gave him the project just to sort of push him along. I think he just started it this morning, which is sort of funny. But we're going to give him an A anyway. Mr. Dottori?
Mr. Dottori?
There was no time to ask questions, so I did what I had to do.
Whoa, look at that guy!
You can probably guess which photo made it to the front page of the paper the next day. Overnight, Frank became the town laughingstock. The photo got picked up and ran in every daily across the country. He even got fired from his job at the pea soup factory. Lucky for us, our old friend Bob hooked up Frank with a job at the zoo. It was a 90% cut in pay, but it was the best we could do. Needless to say, none of this helped Shane. And as for me, I got suspended for unnecessary force. Since then, not a day's gone by that I haven't wondered, did I do the right thing?
You know, Jones, from your description, it sounds like you were justified.
Excuse me?
Oysters are a breeding ground for any number of dangerous bacteria.
They are. That's what I've been trying to tell everybody. Oh, darn right they are. I never thought you'd be on my side.
I never thought you'd be right.
Excuse me, sir. We have a very strict no shoes, no service policy. I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
I beg your pardon. Is that how you treat the handicapped in dockies?
Handicapped?
I have a chronic ingrown toe condition, and doctors say it's only a short time before I won't be able to wear even the roomiest of footwear.
I'll bring your menus.
Look, would you bring some clam strips and some steamers when you come to, please? Thank you.
So, Dad, what's the big surprise?
Well, I know you wanted to go on a trip this weekend, so... Ta-da!
Buffalo?
Buffalo, New York. The Buffalo Wing Festival this weekend.
Oh. Yeah, great. So what's the big surprise?
We got tickets! I called a scalper. Look! 99 kinds of wings. 128 different dipping sauces. You love math. Crunch the numbers on that and tell me the possibilities aren't infinite. Look, look, here you are. Miss Chicken Wing Festival.
Ma.
See this? He's the champion, but he won't be for long.
Because I'm coming. I'm coming to get you, baby.
Fun, huh?
Yeah, that's really cool, Dad.
See, I told you should be excited. Now, tidy up, will you? Here we go.
Okay, Frank. This is your, conscience speaking. Now listen carefully. This hiking trip means the world to her. Figure out a way to make it work. Use that charm.
What's wrong now?
Oh, gee. Oh, it's this damn toe. Do me a favor, huh? Don't you get old. Listen to the toe. Don't you get old.
Like your plan works.
That's right. I got this city exactly where I want it.
So what about the cop and the pill?
Well, let's just say if they give us a problem. Fire. Bow, 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 bow.
Chicken cock fight. See that dude?
Hey, that's a virus. We should arrest him.
No, man, that used to be a virus. Now he's on our side. Just chill, he's a flu shot.
That's funny, he doesn't look fluish.
Why don't you just stay here and watch the maestro work? Chill, chill. Don't y'all know pot fighting for just for long?
Hey, where y'all going? Thanks a lot, Junior.
You just cost me 20. Money ain't gonna be your biggest problem if you don't tell me what you know about the sinuses.
Hey, I was injected into this body to rat on influenza only. And this don't sound like influenza to me. Now beat it.
I bet Johnny Streptococcus and the melanoma family will be very interested to hear about your flu shot work.
You can't jack me on that, brother. I'm in the virus protection program. Hey, what?
You, virus. I believe children's strength ought to take care of you.
Uh-oh, you done better now, sir. This guy's a psycho. You had your chances, Philip, but it's too late. This guy just got off the Florazine. Now he's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. He's going El Pollo Loco on your crazy behind. I can't look out this camera.
All right. guy's big time. He goes by the name of Thrax. Go to that new place, the Zit on the forehead. Can't miss it. It's huge. There's a big meeting there tonight. But you didn't hear that from me. You didn't hear that from me.
Woohoo! Next time, I'll be the bad cop.
You are a bad cop.
Now, who you call a bad cop?
From me, no words were ever spoken. And when she passed away, I cried and cried all day.
Hi, what big zits he has. How does something like this happen?
You wash your face with fried chicken, that's how.
All right, you come on in.
Wait, hold up now. Where do you think you're going?
To get our cootie.
Looking like that, they'll tear you apart. You better get spiffy.
Spiffy? Ow!
What's this? Check it out.
Pliable cellular dynamics. What an ingenious defense mechanism. Ooh, let me try.
What do you think?
I think you should guard the car.
Oh, no, this is my mission, too. I insist on going in with you.
All right. But we gotta get you something to wear.
Are you sure this disguise is working?
Oh, yeah. That's perfect. Be cool. Now try to relax. Fit in. Shake a tail, sell or something.
I don't dance. I have no left feet.
You don't dance? You don't dance?
No, I...
Come on. Don't tell me you ain't never got jiggy with it.
I don't believe I have.
Come on, baby. Give me a little bit of this.
Oh, all right.
Come on.
Here you go.
Oh, yeah, baby. That's it.
Get down.
Shake it up, baby. Don't let it off. Don't let the bottle. Take that, jump cat, take it.
Oh,
take
mama.
That, jump cat.
You.
The big bad cell, won't you back yourself?
Oh,
your the fine cell, won't you back yourself? All right, you stay here and practice.
Who are you?
If I'm not back here in 5, you come with it, okay?
Into this fatty face, pushing through my backseat. You know I got that gangster lane. They treat me like the mayor, cause I'm the biggest player.
Go.
Daddy likes the disco.
Well, Barkey, what you got? Oh!
You got a problem with that?
No! Just the way I like it. Extra disgusting.
My plan is simple. Three teams will move through the cranial artery and one through the nasal passage.
We are going to the brain, baby.
And we are going to steal us one of these.
Now, this little sucker comes from a place called the hypothalamus gland.
The hippo-hoppo-whatamus?
Hypothalamus. Hypothalamus controls the temperature for the entire body.
We are going to march right in there.
And we are going to take the prize. And then my man Frank's going to heat up like a sidewalk on a summer day.
I need to talk to you.
is it? I mean, what is it? What is it? What do you want?
I want you to help me.
You want me to call the cops? Or maybe Shane would like to know about the 200-yard restraining order that's still in effect.
Please, we can't do that. She's been humiliated enough already.
Oh, humiliated. I'll tell you about humiliation. You turned me into a walking air sickness bag. My whole family was humiliated. Do you understand that? Do you have any idea of the teasing that my little sons, Ralph and Chuck, have had to endure?
I know your daughter, Hurley, had to transfer schools.
Shirley. My daughter's name is Shirley.
Oh, that is much prettier. Tom Brokaw called her Hurley.
What?
There's a very cute picture of her, though. We gotta get this water underneath our bridge as soon as possible, for Shane's sake.
Shane has nothing to do with this. I would never hold anything against one of my students.
All right, then...
Now, all of this is going down tonight, so I want everyone to be prepared.
Tonight?
Oh, can't we do it next week? Me and Maricow got tickets to WrestleMania.
You see this? You see a little DNA bead comes from a little girl in Riverside, California. Didn't like to wash her hands. Took me 3 whole weeks. And this one. Nice lady in Detroit, Motown. 6 days flat. And there's this old guy in Philly. I killed him in 72 hours. Yeah, I'm getting better as I go along, baby. But the problem is I never set a record. Until my man Frank, that is. I'm gonna take him down in 48 hours. Get my own chapter in the medical book.
Excuse me. I got one more question here. Is there anything that, say, a white blood cell could do to stop this evil plan? You know, hypothetically speaking, that is.
And who are you?
Who am I? Who am I? A bad booty shaking pickanosis. Yeah, that's who I am.
I never heard of you.
That's because you just got here. But you ask any of these suckers, when it comes to illin', bad booty shaking pickanosis stands above all the rest.
Oh, that hurts.
Hey, that ain't no germ. That's a cop.
Well, what do we have here? An officer of Frank's finest. Somebody lay down a towel. It's gonna be messy.
Attention, germs, you are surrounded.
Surrounded.
Yo, Hammer, you can stop dancing. What kept you?
I just want you to lift this restraining order for this weekend so I can do this father-daughter trip.
The answer is no, Mr. DeTore.
Please. Think about it overnight. It would make a little girl very happy.
Only for use against the most stubborn cold symptoms.
Don't... Childproof caps. I get him!
Why you hit so hard?
You have something white on your lips. The other side. Uh-oh.
Ew! Get out! Out! The answer is no! Absolutely not!
Thanks. You saved my cytoplasm in there. Mr. Thrax has left the building. My name is Ozzie. What? My name is
Jones.
My name is Osmosis Jones. Now let's call him for a scab and get back to the precinct.
Jones, my office.
Hey, hey, who's that? Other than Drax, that is. Brandy, I mean, Leo, what are you doing here?
You really did it now, Jones.
Just a man, I didn't see you back there.
Disregarding orders, destruction of public flesh, popping a pimple without a permit. What the heck were you doing out there?
What was I doing? I was promoting good health, sir.
Oh, is that what you call it?
Sir, he was a lethal virus. If we hadn't stopped him...
We'd be fried eggs off of Frank's dead butt.
Watch your mouth, kid. Talk like that could cause a panic.
At least that would start people thinking about what's going on in this body instead of thinking about some stupid trip.
Okay, Jones, you want us to start thinking? Well, here's a thought. You're fired.
Sir.
Mr. Mayor.
I'll need your badge, mister.
Figures. I finally do something right for Frank and I get fired.
Osmosis.
Please, without Jones, Frank could have been in mortal danger.
Oh, mortal danger, hmm? You'd love to prove that, wouldn't you, Mr. Drixenall? Get your name written up for the New England Journal of Medicine. Son, do me a favor and read what it says on your arm.
For the temporary relief of symptoms associated with...
Exactly. Temporary. You're nothing but a wannabe, a placebo, a generic brand, marked down, over-the-counter, useless... Now, get out of my body!
It appears that continuing cold symptoms, while annoying, will not derail plans for the upcoming trip to the annual Buffalo Chicken...
What's so funny?
I don't know. They're making this too easy. You know, when all the bodies I've been in, no one has ever gotten wise to me, and now for the first time, an immunity cell has figured out everything, and they don't believe him. Can you taste the irony in that? Shut up! What are you two laughing at? All right, we're back on schedule.
But, boss, we're the only ones left. Maybe we should incubate for a while?
You incubate? I said 48 hours, I'm going to make my deadline. Medical books aren't written about losers.
I'm not going.
I'm not going where, hon?
To Buffalo. I'm not going.
Hey, we're all packed. Buffalo's gonna be a blast.
I'm going camping with my friends. You're welcome to join us.
Well, I don't think...
I'd really like you to come.
No. You don't want me huffing and puffing after you. If you want to go camping, okay. I know I can get Uncle Bob to go with me to Buffalo.
I'm tired of this. It's not fair. I go where you want to go. I eat what you want to eat. Don't you ever think about anyone other than yourself?
I think about you all the time.
Were you thinking about me when you packed me a fried Slim Jim sandwich for lunch?
Yeah, it was a turkey Slim Jim.
You know, Dad, maybe if you and Mom listened to me a little more, you took better care of yourselves, maybe you should still be here.
Will you knock off that hamburger talk? Come here, honey. Hey. Your mom died because she got sick.
And how do you think you get sick?
Germs.
It's the way you eat.
That?
Did you know my great-great-grandpappy fought the measles? Yep. He's been a Jones on the force ever since my ancestors came over on the umbilical cord.
Until now, that is.
All right, ladies. Wrap it up now.
Well, I guess I should get going. Wouldn't want Frank to build up an immunity to me. Who knows? Maybe next time he takes Drixenol, it'll be able to do him some good.
Goodbye, Drix.
That's Drix.
Whatever.
To your ladies and what you had to say, it's only yeah. I never knew how much you took for somebody after you took
it.
And you find out that it's too late to let your feelings show, feelings show. And even though I've done you so wrong, don't you know?
All right, people, let's get started.
I don't need to remind anyone that today's our trip to Buffalo, New York. Frank will be up in 20 minutes. I don't want him so much as losing an eyelash, stubbing his toe today.
Started over, I'm feeling bad.
Hey, excuse me, sir. Would you like to see a free screening? We've got a live feed here broadcasting dreams all the way from the subconscious and the brain.
Now I'm crying on this melody tonight, yeah.
You get back to work right now.
That's right, big boy. You keep on dreaming. At least you got your health.
98.6.
98.6.
Ha! Perfect.
You can't come in here.
No! Baby, you are looking fine today.
And don't forget that donut seat cushion we take to the football games. I don't want the voters and the hemorrhoids having anything to complain about.
Sir, something freaky is going on with the weather.
We're probably drinking some hot coffee.
Sir, look at the map. What if Jones is right?
Jones? Funny.
You care more about your stupid re-election than you care about all our lives. Something's going on, and I'm going to the hypothalamus to check it out.
What is this? Flea, wait. Who's going to answer the phones?
All agents, be advised. We have a break-in.
Sarge?
Nah. Nothing down there but bad dreams.
Wait.
I need to speak to you about 200 yard restraining order.
Maybe if you and Mom listen to me a little more, you took better care of yourselves, maybe you should be here.
What the heck is that?
Francis Vittori, you stand up right now!
Drax is alive! Drax is alive and he's in the brain!
Oh, great, pal. Spoil the ending. Hey, buddy, what temperature you got?
98.6. Wait a minute, is this thing broken again?
Drift.
This cat was sick before I even got here.
Now boarding the 937 with non-stop service.
Tickets, please.
Pilot hall.
Keep it moving. Let's go.
Thank you. Yo, Drix!
Jones?
Get your time relief belt off this boat. Thrax is alive. Come on, let's go.
Sorry, Osmosis. I can't help you.
Excuse me?
I wasn't designed to combat a virus. Read my label.
You gotta learn to think outside the mailbox, man.
Come on, keep it moving.
I've known sugar pills who've cured cancer. Just because they believed they could.
Oh, I don't know, Ozzy. Look at me. I'm cherry flavored.
Hey, pal, are you on or off?
Fine. Flush your life down the toilet.
The zipper's down. All ashore, that's going ashore.
Jones? You really know a sugar pill who cured cancer?
Nah. But it makes for good pep talk, don't it?
Let's go catch up, Cole.
How about a hug for your Uncle Bob?
Okay, nice. Talking to you, too. Hey, Muckle. You don't look so good.
I feel a little fluey.
You know what they say. Starve a cold, drown the flu. There you go. Your body needs fluids now, and lots of them.
Is beer fluid?
Oh, of course it's fluid. What about all that wet stuff in it?
I thought that was the beer.
Oh, come on. No. Finish that up. Come on, we want to get better. Come on.
There we go. That's it. That's my good washboard tummy guy. Here we go.
This is it, men. Go, 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 go.
Hi, baby.
What are you waiting for? Shoot him!
If you follow me, she dies. Don't worry about me. I'm 1/8 Dramamine.
It's just this darn heat.
Just as long as it don't hit 108 degrees, I'll find daughters in office.
Hishi, look what I brought for you. They're false eyelashes. Whatever. Just close your eyes. There you go. You look good with all these.
What's this?
Somebody go! Oh, don't worry about Shane. Shane will be fine.
Well, I just want to, you know, put her at ease. I don't want her to worry.
Listen. Why don't you sit her down and tell her that if anything ever happens to you, I will take care of her, okay? I will raise her, I will nurture her, I will love her, and then when she's 16, I'll boot her out the door.
16?
Well, yeah. You know, I'm not going to mommy her forever, okay? I mean, 16, sure. Right? You all right?
A hostage situation involving the mayor's aide.
Oh no, Mia, girl, what were you thinking?
And now, we go live to a high-speed chase in the Superior Vinakava Expressway. Reports of a hostage are confirmed.
Repeat, headed towards the uvula.
What the heck is
that little dangly thing that hangs down in Frank's...
Mark the shot! Okay, here we go!
Not that little dangly thing, the one in his throat!
I'm there!
Frank, are you with me? Are you okay?
I feel fine.
Say it.
Frank, hold on here.
That's it. Hey, you're going to the hospital. The trip is on. Come on, pull it over.
Trip is off?
No!
Shane, isn't that your dad? Oh, God.
What are you doing here?
Nothing.
It's okay, I'm already
in.
Well, honey, the daddy's had a little accident,
okay?
Oh, sure. No, he's going to be fine. No, I hope he's going to be okay. Come on.
Go! Hey, watch the hand, buddy.
Oh, hold up.
You better put me down.
What's the story on this one?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. The guy's burning up.
All right. Let's move on my mark. One, two, lift!
What is that nasty smell?
Cherry. Wild cherry. Now let her go.
Right. So you can ice me again?
No. So I can.
Virus Condeo.
Jones! Oh, thank Frank.
What's his temperature?
106.2.
Put him in ice. Let's get some ice in here. We gotta cool this guy down.
Go on in.
We need some ice in here.
Right, I'll get it.
Daddy?
Maggie.
No, Dad, it's me, Shane.
Come out, wherever you are.
I ain't got time for this.
This is Frank P.D. We have you surrounded. Surrender at once.
Give it up, Thrax. You're busted.
Hand over the bracelet.
Y'all are making this too easy.
Colin, check this out.
Oh, no!
Frank!
Enjoy the funeral, boys.
We're dead. How's your aim?
A lot better than yours.
Jones, what do you think you're doing?
Dave and Frank. Let's go. You want us?
You got us, Moses.
You just don't know when to quit, do you, Jones?
You know what, Jones? You want this chain so bad? Big Daddy Thrax is gonna let you have it. Looks good on you, Jones. You wear it well.
Shame you had to come this far from home just to die.
Who's the germinator now? It's a false.
the heat, Jones? Too bad you won't be here to see me break my record when I take down Frank's pretty little girl.
She ain't going down. Hmm? You are.
What?
To dangerous levels. We have lost all contact with the outer extremities. NNN will stay on the air as long as possible.
When we come back, ordinary household appliances that can improve your golf swing.
You silly twit. Don't you get it? We are going to die.
Oh, I knew it, Dad. At the first dark cloud, you fall apart. Okay.
Gentlemen, playing with you has been the greatest pleasure of my life.
He's not coming back. He's not going to make it.
As
sweltering temperatures return to normal, a grateful city salutes Osmosis Jones, the brave officer who saved us all. Patrolman Jones has just been reinstated to the immunity force with full privileges.
Hey, Ozzy, can I count on you to keep Frank in shape? You know we got that big insurance exam next month.
I still know. You're going to have to talk to my new partner. If he feels like hanging around a little while.
But my work visa's expired.
Well, we'll go down to the Hemorrhoid and get you a good lawyer.
Come here, baby. I'm still jonesing for a little more osmosis.
You'd be worth it.
I didn't think I could break a sweat coming up here. But I did.
Yeah, kind of a long drive. Garrett?
What this does.
Dad.
Was that you? What the heck? Out with the old, in with the new.
I walk with my killers, mo, you would never have a winning hand. As long as I'm the dealer, what you feeling? So you want some? I blow with some. Cats play like they bums. Got money, they lost some. Got navigators and guns. Baby mamas with sons. Ain't afraid to let you have it. Trip with their loved ones. And trip with their I'm not hearing more. It's a no-no. You best get on your monkey set and go-go. My jacket and your keep it more deaf, just so-so. Type of person can take your show and sit in the front row. You know what? This is no-blow. The only thing I deal with more is the do-do. It's good to screaming from the back. Play it to me. It's when I hit him with that. Get you run away. And you might live to see another day. I'm coming here. I'm running down and busting like underway. Oh, damn. The king of this city. Top down windows. I'm puffing like me.
Big ball shot on my 18 with a big money gon' get off. Big ball.
I'm gonna say. Come on, fill me in. I was taking this girl next door when her parents went out. She phone say, hey boy, come on right around. So I knocked at the door, he was standing with a bottle of red wine ready to pour, dressed in a long black satin, laced to the floor. I mean, me and her parents were kind of cool, but they were the fine line between me and you. We were just doing things when people in our view, parents trying to find out what we were up to. Saying, why were you creeping down late last? Now that I see two shadows moving in your bedroom, like, now you're dressed in black, when I left you were dressed in white. Can you feel me in?
Touching me, and I did.